Hi, I've got a website here, and people have often asked me about the not very nice looking URL. This one is planketronics.azurewebsites.net. Wouldn't it be nicer if we could have, as you can see, it's just a naked website. Wouldn't it be nicer if the URL could say something like planketronics.com or planketronics.co.uk? So that's what I'm going to show you how to do with a new website. Let's kill this off. So what we'll do first of all is create a new website. So I'll go new website. Rather than creating a naked website, I'm going to go and create a WordPress blog. So let's pick the WordPress blog. Click next. And this one, I'm going to set it to startups and the cloud. And you can see its name is going to be startupsandthecloud.azurewebsites.net. I will use, no, I'll create a new MySQL database. I'm going to deploy this to the North Europe data center. And we'll go forwards. That's the name of the database it's going to create for me. This is the free database that you get with a Windows Azure website. And it's now creating the site. So now that that's running, we can select it and go in to have a look around. Okay, so if I go to the Configure tab, you'll notice as I come down to domain names that there's a button that you can sometimes see here called Manage Domains. Now, I've just got a domain name here, startupsandthecloud.azurewebsites.net. The reason for that is because if I go to the Scale tab, you'll see the mode I'm operating in. The website mode is the free mode. And when operating a free website, you are restricted to the domain names you can have, and you can only have the Windows Azure domain name. So that's, in this case, planketronics.azurewebsites.net. If I move the site to a shared mode, and I save that, what that means is I'm moving into into a new feature which gives me more options available. One of the things I can do with a shared mode is increase the number of instances of servers that make this website. So I could scale out to 6 instances or scale back again to 1 instance. And when I go to the Configure tab, one of the other features that I have is this box here that says Manage Domains. Okay, so if I click that, then I can add other domain names to this website. Now, I want to be really clear here. When I add other domain names here, what this is saying is Windows Azure will look at the HTTP requests that are coming in. It will crack open the header and say, aha, this one's for me. Or, aha, that one's for somebody else. I'll ignore it. So this isn't actually configuring the DNS. This is just simply saying we agree that this will be your domain name. Now, it gives you some instructions here on what you need to do. And you need to do two things. You need to go to a domain registrar, and I use GoDaddy. Here we are over here. Here's the GoDaddy domain registrar. It's just timed out for some reason. Let me close that one down and go back in again. DNS manager. It should take me to the domains page. Yep, straight into the domains page. And you can see I have a number of domains here. And oh, look, there's one that looks a little bit familiar. Startups in the cloud, only this time it's .co.uk, a vanity URL, a URL that you'd be much more used to seeing. So back on that other page, which seems to have disappeared, the portal has disappeared. Why is that? Well, let's just fire it up again. Back on this page, on the second, on the Planketronics website, no, the Startups in the Cloud one that I've just created, I was looking at the configure option and I was looking at manage domains. Okay, so it gives me these instructions and it says what I need to do to verify authorization. So what happens is that this website wants to know that I am the owner of that domain on the internet. So it wants to authorize that. So what I've got to do is I've got to put a special string into a CNAME record at my DNS provider, and they will then check that when I configure the DNS record. And if it checks out, then they'll say, yes, this is the owner of this domain, and so we will allow this domain to be given this name. So there's instructions here on how to do it. However, they're a little bit confusing. So what I'm going to do is show you how to do it. So I'll go to the domain manager. I'll open up the zone file for the domain that I want to manage. So all of these records, I've got a record here, www.startupsandthecloud.co.uk. And the IP address for that is at, which means the host address. And that will give me, here's the at, and that will point me to this address here, which is just a GoDaddy placeholder page and tries to sell me web hosting. So I want to do something a bit more elaborate than that. So the first thing I have to do then is I have to go to my CNAME records, and these are all the CNAME records. So these are, if you like, redirects. If I type in www.startupsandthecloud.co.uk, it will take me to the host. If I type in something like pop.startupsandthecloud.co.uk, it will take me to this address. If I type in FTP, it will take me to the host, so ftp.startupsandthecloud.co.uk. So, now I have, if we go to a different tab, let me just paste in an address. On my blog, there is an article called Windows Azure Using CNAME DNS Records for Multiple Sites and SSL. Now, this is not exactly aligned to what I'm talking about here, which is Windows Azure websites. In fact, this article was written before Windows Azure websites were a feature of Windows Azure. But there is a video that explains the process of what is happening behind the scenes. So if you want to understand how a CNAME record resolves down to an IP address that you can use, then watch this video. Okay, so we'll go to this place first of all, and one of the first things I'm going to do is add a new CNAME record. So I'll click the edit button. And if I say quick add, then I'll create a record here which is called AW Verify. So that's Azure Websites Verify dot, well, let's look at this. It's Azure Websites Verify dot startupsandthecloud.co.uk. So when my Windows Azure website tries to verify this domain, it will do a lookup on this record and see if anything gets returned. And what I want to return is startupsandthecloud.azurewebsites, because that's its kind of real name, .net. Okay, let me just go back to the website here and show you that that is the proper, that is the default website DNS name for the site that I've just created. Okay, let's go back here. So I've just created that record now, so that will give me, if I type in just simply startupsandthecloud.co.uk, that will, the Windows Azure service will look for an AW Verify host record within the startupsandthecloud.co.uk domain, and it expects to see that as the record. Okay, so let's save that zone file. And now the next thing I want to do is add another record, and this one is going to be Azure Websites Verify, but this time I'm going to say I want the www record to point to the same location. So let me put it in here. It's going to be startupsandthecloud.azurewebsites.net. So if I move off that record, and save that zone file. In fact, I've just realised I made an error because the record it's expecting to see here, I'm going to edit this one, starts with AW verify. In other words, it doesn't want to interfere with your proper domain setup. So I'll do that over here as well. AW verify dot startups and the cloud dot azure websites dot net. So now that I have those two records in there, let's save the zone file again. So now when I go back to websites, I can start to add new domain names. So if I add a domain name of startups and the cloud.co.uk, watch what happens. You can see it's now checking that DNS record and it's come up with a tick, which means that it's found the AW verify record and it therefore says that I am the owner of this domain. So it will accept, it enables this tick box and allows me to accept that. And the next one is www.startupsandthecloud.co.uk. And again, you can see the network was checking. It's come up with a little green tick, which means that it's checked against my DNS provider and it's come up with an accurate record. So I say OK to that. OK, then the next thing I need to do is to configure the IP address of the A record, the address record. And it gives me the address to use, so I'll copy that. And I'll go back to my DNS manager, and this time that's the host record. So I'm going to edit that record, paste it in, and I'm going to move off that record and save the zone file. Okay, so that now means if I go back to this website, that I should have a website which has the name startupsandthecloud.co.uk and www.startupsandthecloud.co.uk. So let's say OK to that. It's got that configuration. Now we can test this out by going to the website. Let's go to websites here. So you can see it's taken the default domain name there. Let's try it and see if it works. So it's taken me to the I did a WordPress installation. It's taken me to the WordPress the first page of the WordPress wizard to configure WordPress. So one of the things that you might notice is that I put in startups in the cloud and it took me to www.startupsandthecloud. So let's go ahead with this. Startups in the cloud. I've actually done this. You saw that in the little text box there, that it seemed to be pre-populated, and that's because in preparing for this video, I've done it a couple of times before. Use my username of admin. I'll specify a password. I'll put my email address on here. It goes through the installing WordPress procedures now. Okay, so now that it's been installed, I can log in. And it was admin plus my password. I'll just get it to remember me, it's more convenient. Okay, if I now go to settings general, this is in WordPress. Oh, that's good. It's got the proper name there. Sometimes it will come up with startupsandthecloud.azurewebsites.net. And what that means is when you start to use the site itself, if I visit the site there, you'll quite often find if I did something like went to the Hello World record or the Hello World page, it would change the address up here to startupsandthecloud.azurewebsites.net. But that's not the case here. But if it is, if you find that happening, just, you know, within your web application, if there's a way of configuring what the base address is, then that's what you should do. Okay, I hope you found that useful.